Listen, then, said Wendy, settling down to her story, with Michael at her feet and seven boys in the bed. There was once a gentleman.
I'd rather he'd been a lady, Curly said. I wish he'd been a white rat, said Nibs.
Quiet, their mother admonished them. There was a lady also, and...
Oh, Mummy, cried the first twin. You mean that there is a lady also, don't you? She is not dead, is she?
Oh, no.
I'm awfully glad she isn't dead, said Tootles.
Are you glad, John?
Of course I am.
Are you glad, Nibs?
Rather.
Are you glad, twins?
We are just glad.
Oh, dear, sighed Wendy.
Little less noise there, Peter called out, determined that she should have fair play, however beastly a story it might be in his opinion.
The gentleman's name, Wendy continued, was Mr. Darling, and her name was Mrs. Darling.
I knew them,
John said, to annoy the others.
I think I knew them,
said Michael rather doubtfully.
They were married, you know, explained Wendy, and what do you think they had?
White rats, cried Nibs, inspired.
No.
It's awfully puzzling, said Tootles, who knew the story by heart.
Quiet, Tootles. They had three descendants.
What is descendants?
Well, you are one, twin.
Do you hear that, John? I am a descendant.
Descendants are only children, said John.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, sighed Wendy.
Now, these three children had a faithful nurse called Nana, but Mr. Darling was angry with her and chained her up in the yard, and so all the children flew away.
It's an awfully good story, said Nibs.
They flew away, Wendy continued, to the Neverland, where the lost children are.
I just thought they did, Curly broke in excitedly. I don't know how it is, but I just thought they did.
Oh, Wendy, cried Tootles. Was one of the lost children called Tootles?
Yes, he was.
I'm in a story. Hurray! I'm in a story, Nibs.
Hush. Now, I want you to consider the feelings of the unhappy parents with all their children flown away.
Oh, they all moaned, though they were not really considering the feelings of the unhappy parents one jot.
Think of the empty beds.
Oh.
It's awfully sad, the first twin said cheerfully.
I don't see how it can have a happy ending, said the second twin. Do you, Nibs?
I'm frightfully anxious.
If you knew how great is a mother's love, Wendy told them triumphantly, you would have no fear.
She had now come to the part that Peter hated.
I do like a mother's love, said Tootles, hitting Nibs with a pillow. Do you like a mother's love, Nibs?
I do, just, said Nibs, hitting back.
You see, Wendy said complacently, our heroine knew that the mother would always leave the window open for her children to fly back by. So they stayed away for years and had a lovely time.
Did they ever go back?
Let us now, said Wendy, bracing herself up for her finest effort, take a peep into the future. And they all gave themselves the twist that makes peeps into the future easier. Years have rolled by. And who is this elegant lady of uncertain age alighting at London station?
Oh, Wendy, who is she?
Cried Nibs, every bit as excited as if he didn't know.
Can it be? Yes. No, it is the fair Wendy.
Oh.
And who are the two noble, portly figures accompanying her, now grown to man's estate? Can they be John and Michael?
They are. Oh.
See, dear brothers, said Wendy, pointing upwards. There is the window still standing open.
Ah, now we are rewarded for our sublime faith in a mother's love. So up they flew to their mummy and daddy, and pen cannot describe the happy scene over which we draw a veil.